Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You have found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Taking it away. You know, we wish that Rooney was still here. The man who coined the Sports In Depth Nation. And a live show from São Paulo, Brazil, 3 years ago, was the most listened to show outside of our George Foster. In fact, it was the most listened to show in this event. And this time when we had on Trust and Government Network. We did have big audiences when we were with Blake a couple of times. It is a hot, steamy. And that's why it's some of madness so apropos, because no matter when and where I play it, it fits. It either fits, should fit, could fit, or did fit at one time. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government. SID that evening. Just some quick peeps and updates. It is a, it's been hot. It's been hot for a while here in New York City. Like I said, it's still going to be hot for a lot longer. But it's ironic as we look back is that the summer's gone. Summer's gone. Yeah. Next month this time, the kids will be back in school. Thought we'd be getting off of the Jewish house. I just love that. You know, that's those first couple of weeks back to school, man. You was like the summer was still there because the weather was still warm. Those days of Doc Stanley Sports Net, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. Let's listen back, lay back, and listen a little bit to Cool in the Gang for a minute. Me and Dusty, some quick peeps and hits, and we'll be hitting and running, DHing today. But lay back, Cool in the Gang, Jazz at the Time, best instrumental piece of music they ever did, and the best piece ever done. We will miss Remoli and ever Aretha Franklin. Thank you. As we always open in prayer, I'm using Charlie Wilson this time to open up for us, and after that, me and Dusty will open up and then be hitting and running here. But I just think that it's, when you look at life and how you just, hey, Charlie Wilson.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise, what's in the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, and yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good. Really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face. I'm like, oh. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
For you. Might be stressing now, but there's some blessing coming. And when they do through all the parts, innocent. Just take some time to thank God for what he done. When the partner you run with come with them negative comments trying to get you to do something, you better not follow them, damn it, I swear, I declare, so much power in prayer. You had no idea, God is all.
We're blessed to be here once again another day. And that's just me and you. We're going to do some things real quickly.
Okay.
Andre Ward having a thing this Tuesday. And as we talk about that, we got some big fights coming up, Dusty. Canelo.
Yeah.
And
okay, I better hurry up because school's starting. I got to go to college. I got to start my kindergarten class today. So.
Where did you get wrong? I knew it. That's it, you know, Canelo and Triple G. And you said this fight is different. Canelo knows what to do, know what he can do. This time he'll do it. He'll win the fight this time, Dusty.
Absolutely. You know, I've been reading so much junk. I've been eating Canelo's statements and training and films and, I mean, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I think, and I know all you guys are going to say me I'm wrong if I'm wrong, but I think Canelo's going to do a job on this dude. I mean, I can't take anything away from Triple G. He's determined. He's Sanchez's boy, and he's a man that can walk through a wall. But I think...
Dusty, listen, you know what? Hey, he didn't take out Canelo. He took out the other guy. He went to distance with Danny Jacobs. And you said something that was so apropos. You said, hey, you know what? He's making these heavy negotiations because the clock is ticking. This is it. He don't have that far to go. That's why he wanted equal priority with the money. You know, at any... And Dusty, you've seen it before. A guy can enter that ring. No, he's not a young guy. He can go on that ring, Triple G, and come out an old man. Or we could see that in rounds 2, 3, and 4. I mean, he knows better.
That's why he wants the money, and he's an old man. Andre Ward turned Kovalev old, made him old. You saw at Kovalev 2 weeks ago. He was not the Kovalev before Ward.
I saw him when he got up from that right hand, and I said, hey, man, he's not going to make it. Dusty, we got Sean Porter, Danny Garcia. Porter is a football player that has on boxing equipment.
Yeah, that's
you
why he
said
makes
that
his living, man. Yeah. And I tell you, well, not really. I do a lot of crazy analysis things, and I see Porter, he's a football defensive safety. I mean, and this guy... That's the way he fights. If Danny comes in with a new gear, a new plan, I don't know what new plan he's going to bring because Danny always fights the same. He did do some changing when he fought Guerrero, the Ghost, and won the title, but he took some whippings and some punches before he adjusted in the middle of the fight. But if Danny's going to come in and fight Porter the way he fought Bam Bam Rios recently, you know, he just threw that right hand. The difference between Porter and Danny is that Danny hits harder than Porter, okay? And Danny maybe has learned to counterpunch, and when Porter chases after him, he can counterpunch him and stay out of harm's way. But,
and also,
Dusty,
Danny has a better corner. His dad, for all of his bravado, all of his big mouth, his dad knows the game a whole lot better than Porter's dad does.
You can't take away Porter's dad because his dad is an ex-martial artist who's been involved in contact sports for the longest time. Sure, there may not be the same transition, you know, from martial arts and MMA to boxing,
right.
But still in all, it's a contact sport where you hit.
Yeah, and Dusty,
you know what?
And here's the bottom line. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's why this is a sport. Did you hear what Dusty told you? You hear things, you learn. I learned. Yeah, and you know what? It's a contact sport. And you know what? Danny and both Sean Porter has been quite successful with his dad. And that was a tremendous story that Harold Weston talked about for years ago. It was... a law where a father couldn't work the corner. And it was, once again, the injection of the Latins in boxing. But Wilfredo Benito's dad was the guy who set the precedent where, again, a father could work a son's corner. And, no, tremendous point. Tremendous point.
When Harold Wesson brought it up, it took me back to my time before Harold Wesson. And
anybody that was ringside at Cain and Abel, you're right. There's nothing you don't know about the game. That's the Yankees salute the 20th anniversary of that great team that won 114 games and won 125 winning the playoffs in the World Series. You know, that's the and we're going to run to, the thing about New York Press, though, man, you know, and we talked, there's so much negativity. As the week started, there was a story about how the Yankees have a soft schedule. You know, I mean, there's always the negative. Dusty's hitting .472, but he's hitting only .302 with running scrimmages. Dodgers won his last seven games, but his ERA is 2.5. You know, guys really get tired of always the negative side of the, you know, especially in New York. There's always the negative slant, Dusty. You know, you're never good enough.
But
if you're good,
it's
not that good. If you're bad,
Doc,
you're really bad. And everybody's now talking about the downside of Bird. You know, nobody's going to the plate, Dusty, trying to strike out. Nobody's going to the plate trying to make an out.
Well, you see, you got to understand this thing, Zach. The media, the reporter, he has nothing better to do but to conjure up maybe some suppositions. He had to look wild. I'm looking at the schedule. Now, mind you, he's not a ball player. I look at the schedule. Let me see. The Yankees are playing Williamsport Little League, and they're playing the AAA Minor League of the Mets. And oh man, they got an easy schedule. Hey, the proof of winning and losing is when you go play. Suppose that Little League team beats the crap out of the Yankees. Oh, the Yankees stink. This is guys got to write garbage in order to keep up their sort of analysts
to validate their existence.
To justify their existence, and this is what they're doing. So they have an easy schedule. So what? But let me tell you something. That easy schedule is not a guarantee of victory, because look at the Mets. The Mets beat Lou Severino twice, and Lou Severino is the Yankees' ace. You know, and I know Lou Severino. I met him. He's a strong man, and this, that, and the other. And the Mets beat him twice and bomb home runs off of him. So what are you telling me that they're having an easy schedule? I mean, every game is a tough game. I don't care who you play. Every fight is a tough fight. I don't care if you're fighting a guy on a wheelchair. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's the competition. The guy's ready to go. The guy's ready to fight you. He's going to fight you. And so this is what I'm saying, that the writers can write what they want and justify their existence. But still in all, when you're out there in that field, hey, the better team is the one that's sharper that day, and the team is going to beat you. So what are they talking about? You know, like now we got, a Triple G by far. Triple G is going to walk all over Canelo. Triple G is going to kill him. Whoa, are you serious? What's his name? Sean Porter. Oh, my God, he's going to destroy Danny Garcia. Hey, you don't know. I mean, you know, Doc, the fight to use as an example, the fight between Garcia and Porter, I find it, this is my analytic opinion, it's not so much Danny or Sean, because they come to fight and they know what they have to do. It's a psychological game between Sean, father, and Garcia, father.
Wow, that's what a tremendous, you know, what a tremendous brain. You know, you're right. It's academic. You know, listen, what you're saying, they're both going to bring sandwiches. It depends on how the sandwich is prepared and what meat is in it. What a tremendous slant and interjection you brought in. Once again, with your genius, man. What a tremendous interjection. You're right. And what a tremendous point you made. Dr. Alex Wilson at Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Government Network, SID Saturday evening. A quick peep and updates. Me and Dusty running another couple of minutes or so, but just want to do something on the Saturday evening. Yankees leading 3-0. They saluted the 20 years ago, team that won the World Series, 125 games in totality, 114 in the season, and the 11 games of playoff. And Mariano Rivera said something, you know, before. He said, hey, you know, it don't matter how many games you win during the season, you got to win those big games. And, you know, Dusty, the Golden State Warriors won the most game in the history of the NBA, but they didn't win the championship. And there's a big difference. When Michael Jordan did that, they also won the championship. You know, to be the best team ever and don't win the championship, Dusty, that's kind of a, you know, well, you know, it's a little stigma, Dusty.
Well, you know, that also brings into mind how that if you're the best team ever, that doesn't guarantee a gold star that you're going to win the big marble.
Dusty, you just really saying that, Dusty. You just saying, you know what, Dusty, what's that great line? That's why they play the games and they don't play them on paper.
Exactly. Don't play them on paper or imagination or watch it off the screen. I mean, these guys, they're the best team. Everybody's going to bet the house on it. But the next day, man, they turn around, they're homeless because they figured the team was the best team in the league was going to win. And it doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen that way at all. You know. So that's basically what it is. Sports is a beautiful, beautiful life. I mean, I was there 13 years, man, and I loved it. Even now, I miss it. I wish I was 99 years young as I could be in that ring, but that's impossible. But
hey, you know, too, what you miss, too, Dusty? You miss the camaraderie among you and other fighters, just the competition among you and other fighters. In that
camp,
era,
you
know, society was different. There's a lot more respeto for, you know, Buck O'Neill said something, I remember, and the first time meeting him, he said, you know what? He said, in the old days, the senior took care of the junior took care of the sophomore took care of the freshman.
Oh, yeah.
There was just an inbuilt brotherhood. You know, the neighborhood raised you as well as your parents did. You know what I mean? The older guys looked out for you. It was a special time, the time that we were blessed to have, and a blessing we were blessed to have, too. And as we close the show, that I got a chance to meet her. She autographed the album for me. She was unequivocally greatest female singer of all time. Years ago, they had a survey, and it was said that this lady right here had the greatest singing voice and the number one voice to be listened to on radio. Ladies and gentlemen,
Aretha Franklin.
The great Aretha Franklin.
A little message here.
Looking out on the
I first saw her in the Apollo when I was 16 or 17. And I said, my God, this woman got some vocals, man. She got some pipes, man.
And when I knew no,
and,
I had to face another
we said, too, she was underrated as a piano player. Ladies and gentlemen,
Lord,
take a listen.
So
I just feel like you.
Before the day
Franklin.
I met you, I was so
Aretha Franklin. She gave us all respect.
inside of me, I've been humming since you've been gone. You've gone, never forgotten. Dusty, close the show on Smash for us. I got to go,
well,
man. I'm kind of feeling Missing Aretha, baby. Say goodnight to Smash for us,
okay,
Dusty.
Okay, de buena suerte a todo el mundo, aunque este show ha sido breve, very short, pero a mí, at least we hablamos del deporte y que paz descanse, que más la reina de la música, la reina del hip hop, Aretha Franklin, que paz descanse.
Boy, you know what, Dusty? There's more I can say to that, man. Sports in Depth, SID, Sunday evening, me and Dusty, we're closing out. Larry Hardy says good night, good evening, and Aretha Franklin said it all. Dusty, thanks a lot, baby. Talk to you later. Love you. Take care. Doc Stanley,
take
free
care.
Course. Live your
God
life
bless,
today.
Baby.
No, that's Larry. Take care of that. Life's most persistent, the urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Service to others is meant to pay for your room here on Earth. I am my brother's keeper, and my brothers come in all colors. Larry Hardesty.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Newly Marvin Gaye takes us away. I feel a pain. I feel the gratitude. I feel the glee. I got a chance to meet Miss Ree. I have an autograph album by her. Yeah. It's in the Trust in God Sports and Entertainment Artifacts Hall of Fame. She was special. We were blessed. That God let us be in our lifetime. I got to close the show the only way I can. From the bottom of my heart, God bless you all. Trust in God. And Miss Ree.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, thank you.
the moment of silence was that in memory and salute to the late great Miss Aretha Franklin. Doc Stanley, sportsman of Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Thanks for being with us one more time. And my daughter sent me something on my birthday. Carpe diem. Carpe diem. And it's a Latin saying, seize the day, put very little trust in tomorrow. Dr. King, it's not the longevity of one's life, but the quality of one's life. And Aretha, we got nothing but quality, and by the grace of God, a nice amount of longevity. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth with my docism for today. Enjoy your real true friends, for in life you have so few of them. And enjoy the time with them, for you have very little of that too in life. My grandfather said something to my Uncle Paul one time, the late great Bishop Paul M. Howard, my beloved grandfather. Son, if you have something to do, do it. Go do it, because you ain't got a lot of time. Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. Yeah. Somehow you just don't get enough.